Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those were John's words to the people of Israel. He came as the Lord's forerunner. He had the people coming out to hear him preach about how to prepare themselves for the coming kingdom of heaven. After John was arrested, Matthew's gospel account tells us that Jesus began to preach the very same message, that repentance was the way to get ready for the kingdom. It was time for the people to prepare their hearts and their lives to be ready for its coming.
Glory to the Lamb, whose throne forever reigns. God in the highest, worthy to merit.
Do we know what it means to repent? Do we know what is included in this command to repent? John's message was about cleaning up their lives. He told the people to repent of their sins and to be immersed for the forgiveness of their sins. The calling of John was a pretext to what Jesus would instill as he preached the message from God. John's message was about change. The people were to make changes in their lives so that when the kingdom of heaven came, they would be ready to enter into it. His teaching was to have those who had two tunics to share one with those who had none. His instruction to the tax collectors was that they not levy any more tax on the people than was required of them. How were the soldiers to repent and show their fruit of repentance? John answered them by having them not use their authority to extort money through threats or by false accusations, and they were told to be content with their wages. What we learn from John's teaching and from the teachings of Jesus is that repentance brings about change in our lives. It is more than a sorrow for the sins committed. The scripture tells us that godly sorrow brings about repentance. It is evident that unless we regret our misbehaviors and seek to turn from evil and do good, repentance will not be evident. During the ministry of John and Jesus, the Pharisees and the chief leaders among the people would listen to their teachings, but they did not repent and were not baptized. They were depending upon their works of the law rather than God's grace to save them. Jesus pointed out their hypocrisy on several occasions. He told them they should wash the inside of the cup as well as the outside. It was the Lord's illustration that they were making a show of righteousness, but they were not truly righteous. He told them they were whitewashed tombs. Jesus used that illustration to show the same problem of having nice-looking tombs on the outside, but inside they were filled with dead men's bones. Those religious leaders did not only disobey the commands of God from John, nor did they obey the teachings of Jesus. There was no repentance in their lives. They must have felt they were above the sins of the common folks. They did not see themselves as needing saving. This may be problematic today. Do most folks believe that if living a good, clean, decent life is all that is needed to please God? If so, the issue of repentance is not necessary. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter stood among all the other apostles and delivered the sermon to be found in the second chapter of Acts. He and the other apostles were testifying that Jesus was the Christ and that they, the people, had rejected him. By the time Peter had proven to the people that Jesus of Nazareth had been crucified and that God raised him from the dead, the people who heard him were convicted of their sins. They asked the apostles what they needed to do. This question is in their hearts' desire was to correct their sinful behavior. Peter answered them by saying, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." What the crowd needed to hear was what they must do. The very first response was to repent. They had rejected Jesus as their Messiah. Some of those standing there may have been some of those who were crying out for the Lord's crucifixion. They must turn from their rejection of Jesus to their accepting him as their Lord and Savior. Peter's words that led the crowds to their question, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Well, to Peter and to the rest of the apostles was, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." We're told from the inspired writers that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will give an account of our deeds done in the body, whether they are good or bad. Because we know there is a day when an accounting is set, we should hear the instruction from the heaven that we must obey. Repentance today will prepare us to be ready when the Lord returns. What we do know is that the Lord waits patiently for all to come to repentance. God is not willing for anyone to perish, the book says, but it is necessary that repentance brings about the changes to prepare us for his kingdom.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord. great I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty, we will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness, we will worship him alone. Glorify the Lord, he is Lord of Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, he is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe, all praise to him we give.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.